And we are pleased to welcome the head football coach for the Davies Eagles football team, who is now 3-0 on the year, Wayne Wehrmeyer. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so essentially last night was kind of a barn burner. It was one of those games where you guys got off to a quick 21-7 lead, and then it seemed like you guys kind of coasted early on, but or later on in the game, but you had a running back in Colton Almay who had 30 carries for 221 yards. What does it mean to have a young man like him in your backfield?
Well, Colton's a stud. Colton's a great football player, and he's a great athlete in general, and he's been just kind of waiting his time, and he hasn't been the featured back, and last night he became the featured back for us and really exploded, and he also plays every single snap on defense at free safety and gets our entire secondary lined up, and I think he had an interception last night, and yeah, he just came out, and he had a nice game last night.
And that was kind of the big, almost deciding factor, was that first drive of the game when Colton, he ended up having that interception to stop that drive where it seemed like South was marching. But what was kind of the, once it started raining, you guys were up 21-7, what was your game plan from there? Was it just trying that second half to run out the clock, or were you trying to try and get another score on the board to try and put it away?
Yeah, no, our game plan didn't change. And then, you know, when you say coast, it wasn't us coasting. It was South stepping up, and South made some nice changes on how they're defending us, and their kids played extremely hard. And, you know, South was a team last night with their back against the wall and fighting for probably their playoff lives, and hats off to them. They didn't quit. They could have quit early, and they just kept fighting, and then they've got a good football team and a bunch of scrappy kids, and they played a nice football game, I thought.
Yeah, they played absolutely phenomenal. What did you end up telling your guys after there's less than 5 minutes to go in the game and South ends up putting together this drive in the rain where they throw a 15-16-yard touchdown pass, and it's a one-point game going into that extra point? Were you just saying, hey, rush the passer hard, or what was going through your mind and probably the kids' minds as well?
Well, I think the kids just sold out. I mean, anytime you have a chance to make a play, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, you've got to just pin yours back and go, and that's all we ask about our kids. And you know, the wet ball, I think, probably impacted itself a little bit there. The snap was a little bit high and a little bit of a floater, and I think the kicker rushed it just a little bit, but we did have a little bit of pressure on him. But the kids just, you know, it's the next play. When we make a mistake, you got to turn the page, and whether we made a mistake or South, you know, made a nice couple plays to get the ball down there, but 5 minutes left, we put it on our line, and we just flat out told the line, we've been riding you guys hard, and we've been challenging you to develop and mesh for 4 or 5 weeks right now, and this is a time to shine. And, you know, they went out. I think we got a couple first downs. We ended up having to punt the ball back to them, but the O-line did a nice job probably burning 4 of those 5 minutes off the clock for us.
Coach Jace Denman here. Looking ahead to next week now, you guys host Fargo North, a chance for you guys to go 4-0 in the league, stay tied with Shanley and Cheyenne. What are some things you're going to try and focus on this week leading up to that game against Fargo North? Fargo North, another team that hasn't won yet this year, but they've been competitive so far this season.
Yeah, I haven't watched much of North on film. That's kind of my plan this afternoon, is to start seeing what North does and seeing what they're doing well, and seeing if there's anything we can take advantage of. And I know they're a very, very well-coached team with both, you know, Coach Miller, the defensive coordinator, always has a great plan. And then Coach Rowland is a really good offensive head football coach. And so it's going to be a challenge. And we told the kids in the locker room that, you know, our first goal, other than getting better every week, our first goal is to get into the playoffs. And I think we have a chance if we win, and I don't know how the numbers fall out, but if we win, I think we may be guaranteed a playoff spot. And so the kids have a chance to reach one of our first goals this week, and that's what we're going to concentrate on, is it's us versus North. And again, North probably needs to win to stay alive, and they're going to be a well-coached, hard-nosed football team, and we're just going to go out and try to take advantage of an opportunity we have on Friday night.
Awesome. Now, with everything that's happened this year, 2020, coronavirus, everything that's been going on, how difficult has it been to try and get these kids back to normal with football practice? Has it been pretty easy to adjust to all the different things you have to do in today's day and age, or has it been a struggle for practice and social distancing, everything like that this season?
The kids are flat out awesome, and the kids are phenomenal, and they adjust, and they're just so dynamic where you tell them to do one thing, and you understand that if we don't do this, guys, we might not get an opportunity, and they adjust, and they don't grumble.
and they do what you ask them to do. And there's a lot of goofy things you have to do, from social distancing to water bottles to assigned seats on bus to wearing masks. And they understand that it's an opportunity. They got told no so many times in the spring and the summer that the fact that, you know, athletic directors and the State High School Activity Association told them yes, these kids aren't going to take a chance to screw it up. So they're doing what they need to do. They're doing what they're told. And then beautiful thing about football is when you blow the whistle and when you kick the ball off, football's football. It's no social distancing. You can't, you know, play flag football or tackle from 6 feet away. So they get a chance to run around and have a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's been an absolute blast these last couple weeks being able to watch, because a lot of areas in the country just don't have the opportunity to play football, and we're very thankful that we do. But going to kind of an injury report quick, if I remember right, it was number 57, Jordan Palmer, your center last night, who got wrapped up in the bottom of a pile late on in the game, and it looked like his ankle was irritating him a little bit, and they re-wrapped it up. Do you have any – is he doing all right this morning?
I haven't touched base with Jordan yet. I assume he's still in bed. I know my son is still in bed too. So when you deal with high school kids, normally 1 or 2 in the afternoon is the best time to touch base with them. But Jordan came back in the game. He finished the game. He was out there the last 3 plays on defense. I'm sure he's sore, but he should be after you play a physical football game. So, yeah, we need Jordan. He's our captain on the offensive line. He's a 2-way starter, and I think he'll wrap it up. He's a tough kid. I'm pretty sure he'll be going next week.
Coach, as we talked briefly just earlier, that you have Fargo North this week, then you've got that bye week in there, and then the last 3 games of the season get incredibly difficult for your team. You have games against Cheyenne, Shanley, and West Fargo, the other teams that are right there with you guys in the top of the standings. So when you have that week off, How do you get prepared for a playoff run? Because to some extent, with the way the season's set up this year, those 3 games are potential. You'll have potential rematches with any of those teams in the playoffs.
You know, I wish I had an answer for you. We are focused on North, and once we get done with North, we will, get together as the staff that Sunday night or Saturday night and start making some plans for what we do on that bye week. But right now, we have not looked past North, and that's what we're focused on, and who we play. I don't even know the order we play those teams. I know we got those 3 coming up. We had those 3 at the end of last year too, but our full focus this week is going to be Fargo North, and then we worry about who we play next, and we're going to get 2 weeks to prepare for them. So I'm sure we'll be putting in some wrinkles just like everybody else will, and trying to heal up and go from there.
For sure, yeah. That North football team, we had a chance to watch them the first couple weeks. They got a pretty scrappy defense who they're going to pursue to the ball, and they don't give up on plays. So that'll be a fun one, I think, next week for you. The last question that we have for you as we're running out of time is, so your son is a senior fullback on the team, Truman. What has it been like for you being a head coach to him? Has it been a lot of fun? Has it been kind of a headache, or what all goes into that? Because, I mean, he's been a phenomenal blocker for you. He blocked phenomenally last night, creating some holes for Almay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a dad, I'm pretty proud of Truman, but I'd be pretty proud of Truman because he does a lot of other things well that aren't on the football field. So he's just a great kid, and he understands that, you know, there's pros and cons of being a coach's kid, and sometimes you are a little bit more under the spotlight, and I've been coaching Truman now for 4 years, you know, since he was a freshman on the football team. We get down and work with freshmen a little bit, and then he's been starting for us for 3 years at inside linebacker and 2 years at fullback, and he prepares. He comes to practice every day, and he works hard, and he's a leader by his actions, and he goes out and, you know, he plays well, and I think he probably played his best defensive game of the season last night, and like you said, he's a load. When he comes to block a guy, they're going to get pumped.
Exactly. I was watching that all night. It looked like it didn't matter if it was a defensive end, a middle linebacker, a safety coming in. He just bulldozed everybody in his way, and, I mean, he helped create some of those bigger gaps, so that was a lot of fun to watch. And you know, you're 3-0 in the year, so congratulations to that, Coach, and enjoy it. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for covering high school football.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.